Now it's her turn. She has to listen and not interrupt either.
The Mean Frog. Once there was a boy who had a dog, a frog, and a turtle. He saw a box with a card. He opened the box. Inside was a new frog. He took out the frog and set it down next to his other animals. The frog looked kind of happy. Then his first frog grabbed his leg and pulled him down. All the animals were scared. Then they were angry at the mean frog. Both of the frogs had to ride together on the turtle. The new frog looked happy. The mean frog didn't. The mean frog kicked the new frog off the turtle. The boy and his dog and the turtle looked kind of angry. The mean frog looked kind of miserable. And the new frog started to cry. We tried to leave the mean frog behind, and the boy and his other animals got onto a raft, but the mean frog jumped onto it and kicked the new frog off into the water, and then stuck his tongue out at him. The turtle saw, came up and started arfing at me. Then the boy's dog started making the noise of a turtle as he put his front paws on the turtle's shell. The boy was scared. He looked everywhere for his frog but couldn't find him. He went home. Everybody was sad. The turtle was inside of his shell. Then everybody suddenly looked out the window. The new frog jumped in and looked really mischievous. He landed on the mean frog's head. Kerplop! Then they were all kind of tired, so they went and watched TV and went to Chuck E. Cheese's for dinner.
Wow. That's quite nice.
The end.
Very creative. I liked it. I liked how you said the dog made